Alec Ingold is here with Steve and Adam on this Wednesday. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're good. First of all, you okay with the birthday, the old age? 24 now?
Oh, yeah, I feel like an old man. Yeah, moved out and moved into Las Vegas, and just being a homeowner, trying to put up stuff around the house, I'm feeling old now.
What is the biggest challenge about becoming a homeowner and moving in?
Man, I feel like, you know, I used to be able to call the landlord, right? Like, anytime I had a problem, it's like, call Bill up, he'll help fix it. And now it's just on me. So I'm going to the Home Depot, going to Lowe's, trying to figure all this stuff out. So it's been fun, though. I'm learning a lot.
Can you do those things? Like, I blow a fuse in my house, and I just sit there and look at it and cry. So how are you at that stuff?
My dad did a pretty good job working with me. So I try and do as best I can. I loved hanging up TVs and the curtains. It was so much fun.
There you go. I don't believe you, but that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, right.
So how about you know, coming in here into Vegas and the excitement of, you know, first NFL team here and all the excitement that goes with it?
Man, it's been really cool. I know it's all been quarantined up and everyone's kind of been locked in the houses and everything, but I mean, literally any time I'm out and about and, you know, the Raiders get brought up at all, you just see, like, the sparkle in people's eyes. Everyone's smiling. So many people are excited around here. It's pretty crazy. So it's been cool to kind of be welcomed into the community a little bit before we get to playing and just seeing how much, you know, the people of Las Vegas really take care of one another.
You talk about the community here and getting to learn it. I want to ask you about going to Green Bay last year. I was up there, and I know, you know, your kind of emotions about it after the game. But now that you've had time to reflect on, like, going to Green Bay to play a game last year, like, what was that like to be an NFL player back there and just the experience of playing at Lambeau?
Man, I don't really think there's much else you can do, you know, growing up in Green Bay to epitomize, like, your goals and dreams really being realized like that. Just because the Packers mean so much to that community. And, you know, being a little kid looking up to all those football players back in the day, you know, that's something that – being able to play on that field, it's something that it just means a little bit more to you. And getting that opportunity year one, I think, was awesome, getting to learn from that and then get to move on from it. It's not like the end of the world, right? So being able to play it, learn from it, and still have that film study afterwards, fix it, tell you what you did good, did bad, and then kind of just continue on business as usual has been – it was a little eye-opening, but definitely, I mean, that day was really cool for my family and friends.
For sure, and it was also cool to see the relationship develop last year between you and Josh Jacobs. Not very often you have a fullback and a running back kind of, you know, come in at the same time and be able to work together that way. How has that relationship grown, and you know, what has that experience been like for you?
Yeah, I think it was really cool. You know, during training camp, they were telling us, you know, we had an opportunity to be the very first, you know, rookies to start together, running back and fullback. So to be able to make that happen and just, you know, kind of learn together, you know, no one's ego is bigger than the others, and having a room that is just all about learning and trying to improve, I think that was huge because everyone was on the same page. Everyone was working together to just get better. You know, it was really cool.
It's got to help to have, you know, the veterans on the offensive line that you guys have as well.
What was that? Sorry.
It's got to help to have the veterans on the offensive line in front of you as well that you guys have.
Oh my God. Yeah. They make my job so much easier. You know, we're watching film and just to be able to have a practice, right? You have your practice, you have your scout team, you have your strength coaches in t-shirts and pennies kind of giving you a look during practice. And then to have that same footwork and that same landmark in a game is unreal. And I was fortunate at Wisconsin to really have that, but then to see it continue into the league, it was definitely a blessing. You know, I know Josh took care of the linemen for, his rookie duties. So, you know, definitely very fortunate of those guys.
So you talk about the cohesion, everybody working together. It's not all, you know, kumbaya in the world for you because you made people mad by picking the Xbox over the PS5. What was going on there?
Listen, I'm a loyal guy. So when I was Xbox 360 back in middle school, back in high school, I'm sticking with my guys. I'm sticking with Microsoft. The controller just feels right in my hand. You know, I'm a loyal dude, so I had to stick with it for sure.
Did you set up a game area in the new place?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty sweet. I mean, that was one of the first things on the docket was trying to get the video games all set up. Like I said, the TVs. We got a little backlight, like the LED backlight and all that. So I'm definitely on the game a lot with Foster Morrow. He's kind of my go-to guy right now. We're always on Call of Duty and Madden together.
Who's the best gamer on the team?
It's Foster for sure.
Really?
He'll any system, any game, he'll probably beat you at it. It's pretty unbelievable.
What about like the old Atari? I feel like Jason Witten might have an advantage.
Yeah, he might have an advantage, but give Foster two games and he's dialed in. He'll get it figured out.
Alec Gingold with us.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guarantee that Witten's all over Tecmo Bowl because I'm a lot older than him, but I was all over Tecmo Bowl back in the 90s. You can donate to the cause here, the Athletes Doing Good Radiothon, hosted by Max Crosby. MCR 2020 is what you text to 76278. The website is athletesdoinggood.org.
Alec, you talked a lot in the last couple of weeks, especially on social media, about your experience being adopted and how much your family meant to you, and doing some work and trying to help in that field. Like, why is that so important to be outspoken about that and speak to people about it?
Yeah, I think, you know, as many times as you can be genuine and real with people and there's a cause that is directly related to you, I think that's kind of the beauty in this struggle that we've been going through recently, is that people are kind of self-reflecting, kind of understanding where they can help out, you know, doing things like this. But, you know, adoption's real for me. Adoption's real for my family. So I think being able to relate to people and you know, share my story and be able to, you know, connect with kids that have gone through some of the same things that I'm going through, I think that's definitely something that can help communicate and can help bring people together for sure. And, you know, that's something I'm starting to grow a passion for, and I think it's really cool.
I mean, is it? I feel sometimes people are kind of, you know, scared, or not scared maybe, but they don't feel like it's important necessarily to share their experiences or talk about what they went through. Was that something you had to learn, or did that just come natural to you?
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's risk in opening up to, you know, anything, and being comfortable with where you're at in life and being able to be exposed like that is definitely something hard. And I think just being able to have that family to lean back on, that support system, my teammates, coaches, all those people that will support you through thick and thin, you know, that's kind of what gives me the strength to be able to open up. You know, having articles come out about adoption and having those heavy topics be talked about, and then afterwards be able to call your parents and tell them you love them and, you know, share a tight bond like that is definitely a risk. But at the same time, there's so much reward in connecting with people like that and, you know, getting that deeper connection. So I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to figure out how I can open up more, but it's definitely a scary thing, but it's a little bit easier with that support system.
Well, now we're going to get really serious, Alec. We are obsessed with fast food on this show. Not only fast food, but like regional fast food is very intriguing to us.
Uh-huh.
Are you throwing your hat in the ring for Culver's?
Oh my God, yeah. Are you kidding me? you need to get a double butter burger, you need some cheese curds, and that's all you need, and that's the easy winner. Easy.
I mean, okay.
What's your top choice, Adam? Do you send him right to In-N-Out? Because there's been a lot of pushback on In-N-Out.
Yeah.
From around the country.
I was told how great In-N-Out was.
Oh no.
And you know, listen, I'm a Culver's guy, right? So I had some high expectations, and I wish I wasn't told how great In-N-Out was supposed to be, because then I was already comparing it to the best I've ever had, if that makes sense.
No, for sure. But the overhype is a real thing.
Yeah, I'm taking Culver's to the bank every day.
And you need to write a song. The best, I think that is a song, isn't it? The best I ever had. You want to sing it about Culver's? What the hell's going on here?
Alex, I don't know about all that.
You just quoted Drake right now, Steve?
Good is job. That what it was? Yeah, I'm hip.
Good work.
Yes. I'm appealing to the youngins. Alec, we appreciate your time so much. Great guy on the team in Max Crosby. And thanks, man. Thanks. This is great that you've added so much to this.
100%. Thanks for the time, guys.